Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 88 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 27th is: take several minutes to reflect on the most valuable things in your heart. Are those the things you will spend your best time and energy on today? How can you adjust your schedule to give more of your best time and energy to the activities and people most important in your heart? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. A quick note to any of our new listeners that have recently found this podcast. If you want to know a little bit more about our definition of success and an explanation of the 12 fundamentals of success that we use as a blueprint to help us experience success on our journey, go back and listen to the first 12 episodes of the podcast to help get you caught up to speed. Our 12 fundamentals are broken down into pairs, with each pair containing an inside fundamental focused on mindset and an outside fundamental focused on taking action. Yesterday's fundamental dealt with the mindset of knowing our integrity, the principles and values that help make us whole and live toward the best version of ourselves. And today's fundamental of living by principles is the action fundamental of making choices to spend our best time and energy on the people and activities we claim to be most important to us. A simple tool to use to help us with this challenge is to keep track of how we spend our time throughout the day. The first thing we need to do is write down the three most important people and/or activities in our lives. These provide the anchors or the standards that we are working toward. Is it our spouse? Is it our children at home? The young people we work with in our classrooms and on our teams, our coworkers, the people we supervise if we're an administrator or head coach? Is it our job as a teacher or coach? Is it volunteering for a service organization in our free time? Is it scrolling through social media? A second job to provide more income for our family? Is it socializing and crafting an external story so we have a good reputation? Whatever it is, write down those three most important people and activities. Then, for 3 days, keep track of all your activities throughout the day. 15 minutes eating breakfast, 10 minutes taking a shower, 60 minutes watching your favorite television show, and so on. But try to be as detailed as possible. For example, don't just put 7 hours at work. Keep track of your different activities within that time. If possible, make a note as to your energy level or any other narrative to help remind you about your different activities. And I would suggest that you do this for 3 consecutive days before you analyze the data. And after those 3 days, I would look over your data and categorize your activities. 2 hours and 40 minutes watching TV, 35 minutes eating dinner with family, 2 minutes discussing how one of your students can bring their grade up in your class. And once we've categorized our activities and totaled up the times spent toward each one, then we need to take a hard look and see if our actions over those 3 days line up with the anchors, the standards that we claim are most important to us. A couple things to note when we do our analysis. More minutes does not always mean better. For example, those 2 minutes discussing a strategy to improve one of your students' grades could be a tremendously valuable and important activity, even though it was only 2 minutes. And remember, in our challenge today, we didn't say the most time. We said the best time and energy. But we do need to look at different areas like watching television and being on social media, and decide if some changes can be made to enforce a boundary or a limit. For example, Cal Newport, the author of the book Digital Minimalism, says that if we do need to use social media for our jobs, If you use it as a communication tool for your classes or your teams, then treat it like a professional tool. Have a set time of the day and time limit, and complete the activities that you need to complete. But stop yourself from just randomly scrolling throughout the day or checking your phone every time you get a notification that someone liked your tweet or Instagram post. And we also need to take a good hard look at whether or not we need to change any of our habits or systems. For example, one year I was coaching my son's youth soccer team, and I would spend an hour the night before every game drawing up the lineups of who would play what positions and who would sub in for who at certain times throughout the game. I found myself frustrated, as during the game it seemed like I spent most of my time and energy making sure everyone was in the right spot and answering questions of whether or not kids could play a certain position. So what was my solution? I stopped assigning them positions and told them they could play wherever they wanted to. I worried that first game we tried it that we would end up with 10 kids trying to play offense and no one but the goalie back on defense. But you know what happened? Once I gave the responsibility over to the kids, they stepped up and took ownership of it. They quit relying on me to tell them what to do, and they started to figure it out on their own. And the other positive benefit was that during the game, this change allowed me to focus on being positive with the kids and affirm and encourage them to give their best effort with their best attitude. So how about you? What are the most important people and activities in your heart? Are those the things you spend your best time and energy on throughout your day? Can you make any adjustments to your schedule to live by the principles of your integrity so that the most important people and activities in your life receive your best time and energy? In a world that is becoming increasingly filled with distractions and things vying for our attention, we need to be where our feet are. We need to be present in the activities at hand, investing our best energy, pouring into the lives of others. Because seeking excellence and living to our full potential is not selfishly for self-expression. It is for self-donation, and so that we can use all of our gifts to help make the lives of others better. And we can do that when we write our own story and give the people in our lives a better version of ourselves every day.